founder of the Reality Check blog and author of the book, The Race to the Bottom, Why a Worldwide Worker Surplus and Uncontrolled Free Trade Are Sinking American Living Standards. Alan, welcome back.
Great to be back.
It's always nice having you with us. So who is Robert Lighthizer and why is he getting praise from progressives?
Robert Lighthizer is a former aide to former Senator Bob Dole, very important Republican for so many years, and also a former number two U.S. trade negotiator under President Reagan. And that's very revealing because for all of the free market and free trade rhetoric that you heard from President Reagan and from Reagan Republicans for so long, President Reagan was not such a free trader in practice. And in fact, he put into effect programs of trade protection for several key American industries.
Steel
and semiconductors and textiles and machine tools and also automobiles that really helped those very vital sectors mount very strong competitive comebacks.
So NAFTA, as I recall, was negotiated by George Herbert Walker Bush.
That's right.
Ultimately, and in fact, he had a ceremonial signing.
Reagan first came up with the idea of more closely knit North American trade ties, but it was George Herbert Walker Bush who actually gave it its first major impetus. Absolutely.
Right. And so that deal was put together under the first Bush administration. It was signed into law by Bill Clinton.
Right. Who lobbied very heavily for it in 1993.
Oh, yeah. In 92, I mean, that was the issue of the election.
One of them,
and Ross Perot walked away with 20% of the vote because of that issue.
No coincidence,
Yeah, none whatsoever. So even if Trump has people like Navarro and Lighthizer in his administration, Wilbur Ross, who supports the TPP, is reportedly
going to... He did. He's had a change of heart, which is great to see.
Oh, interesting.
Presumably, that means he has a very steep learning curve, which is also great to see.